All right, y'all. Welcome to the Shake Cast Podcast. I'm Larry.
And I'm Scotty.
Hi. What's going on?
This is Jim.
And Tim.
With Iron Belly. And you're listening to
the Shake Cast and Podcast. Get some.
What's up, man?
What?
Oh, fucking super moon flying around and shit.
I know, something. Super turkey.
Hell yeah. Episode 114, man.
Woo.
Welcome to the Shake Cast.
How's
everybody.
That happen?
Welcome, Radio AFS, for tuning back in. We appreciate it. We're going to be going up on YouTube soon, too, I heard, man.
Why wouldn't we?
We need to be on there, I think.
No, we're already on there.
Are we?
Someone put us there.
Okay.
I've seen it.
I'm going to start dropping our episodes up there, though, I think, every week. I think it's a good spot.
Right. No, right. It's not current, but it's like random shit. But I don't know if people throw that shit up there, but I've seen it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know our music's up
no,
there.
No, when I be trying to find that,
yeah,
I find Shake Cast.
Yeah, there's music up there.
It's crazy.
Ours that's not even from us. Somebody else put it up there.
Nice.
So, yeah, that's always cool, man.
I got it on my Craigslist, but damn.
But yeah, hope everybody had a whip Thanksgiving. Ooh. Probably eating turkey sandwiches while you listen to this one.
Hopefully.
I had one. I had two. I had two turkeys.
Nice.
Sandwiches nice. And shit. I hooked that fucking cranberry mayo up. I know you don't like mayo, but.
I know. I'm ready to throw up already.
I mix that cranberry damn. Jelly with it. Makes a good sandwich, dude. I put stuffing on
cranberry
it.
Cranberry jelly.
That's our new hit. Larry's
That's
working
right.
on it.
He'll make you throw
We're
up.
We're trying to come up with a Thanksgiving song since there's really not. I did hear like a cheesy ass one the other week, like the week before Thanksgiving, like a Thanksgiving song.
Oh,
it was bad though.
What were they thankful for?
It was called Gobble Gobble.
Gobble
it
was, gobble.
Sounded like a 5-year-old song though, you know. Like it wasn't good.
Oh.
Need to come up with
one. It was probably good to a 5-year-old though.
Oh, if you had a 5-year-old, but
that's their jam.
For me and shit, like, I was like, oh, no, man, I can't do it. It's kind of cheesy. But, yeah, maybe we should come up with one, though. That would be a good thing.
Oh,
Thanksgiving song.
I don't know how you came up with this. Where'd you get this shit, Scotty? I got to think, Scotty.
What was it? What are you talking
for
about?
For that fucking turkey bottle that you gave me.
Yeah, would you like
all
it?
All full of limon. Listen, this shit is like 5.5 fucking liters. That's odd, man. That's way over a gallon.
Oh, yeah.
And full of limon. I know the turkey's got a little bat.
It's a Bacardi
fucking,
limon, if everybody out there
doesn't know.
Where'd
you find that?
I made that.
That's why I figured somebody made that shit.
Yeah, I had it made.
Nice.
I didn't make it myself.
But right.
I mean,
but,
you know, I had it made.
No, you put a lot of.
I had this glass blower buddy that
you
fucking.
You put a lot of thought into that.
Yeah, did you?
It's got a bat medallion.
Did you find the? Well, shit. Did you find the button on the side though that makes it light up?
No,
dude.
Oh,
I should have told you when you go home tonight.
I'm check it out.
Push the button, and there's a LED wired, and the turkey will turn brown, and then it turns purple and red, like all the fall
and
colors.
Full limon. Thank you, Scott.
Yeah,
that's
cool,
was
man.
Nice,
it's like
man.
A so supposed to be a centerpiece.
Damn,
it's tight though. But yeah, man, how was, did you go to Canada?
Of course.
Nice. What'd they have? Did you guys do the traditional?
The traditional, well, you know, you always go shoot something.
Yeah, do you guys eat?
Play some hockey.
Eat a pigeon up there?
Come on, man, you think we're savages?
No, I don't know. What kind of
turkey.
Game? Turkey. What other kind of game?
They're wild.
They eat quail up there
a lot,
right?
Oh, we'll eat anything.
So you ate a wild turkey?
Yeah.
No shit.
No.
Is that different tasting?
And while some were deep fried, some were, you know,
yeah,
we'd be thrown down.
You had more than one.
Yeah, yeah.
How many of you is there now? Because the family's growing, right?
Man, there was enough for fucking pickup hockey all day long, man.
No shit.
Yeah, it was fun.
With elders watching too and
oh,
shit?
Oh, yeah, coaching and
yeah,
cussing people. It was good.
Was there any hockey fights? Woo.
No, mostly off the ice.
Yeah.
We try to keep it nice on the ice.
Well, it's like one side of the family versus the other kind of thing, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, a little
rivalry.
Little rivalries.
Yeah.
Some of them are, you know.
Yeah, it's all the Michiganians now, though.
Right.
Half you guys flocked over here, right?
Flocking like a fucking pigeon.
Yeah, I was curious to hear. You guys make, now do you guys do dressing or stuffing? You know,
we do stuffing.
The difference, right?
Yeah.
dressings where you make it on the side.
Yeah, no.
But they stuff say that motherfucker. Stuffing can be dangerous, though, because of the... There can be like...
I know if you don't wash your bacteria. Hands. I know, because you got dirty motherfuckers. That's
yeah, well, dirty birds, it, too, though, man.
Yeah, dirty bird.
But yeah, I prefer...
You just clean your bird, man.
I prefer dressing on the side.
I like some stuffing.
Yeah.
Stuff that motherfucker.
Yeah, that's good shit, man.
Yep.
So yeah, we just been hanging out. E-Rock's coming in a minute. He's running late today.
I know everybody's running late.
Yeah, we did.
Sorry, Scott.
Yeah, we're excited. We got three-leg dog from Estonia coming on here in a little bit, and because they're 7-hour time difference, we had to do the interview at a weird
interview
time.
First. Yeah,
so Larry got stuck. So they called in, and I had to kind of do the interview for a little while by myself. And then Larry comes in about halfway through the interview.
I know one of them times that I was like, damn.
But yeah,
I should have a cell phone.
I think E-Rock stuck. I know Larry's no cell phone.
I don't fuck
so I was
with
like,
it.
Man,
it's
I should.
True.
But I didn't want to hold them off, you know. I didn't want to waste their time. I know they were.
I was en route.
They were being cool, and we appreciate them calling in. So we're excited for you guys to hear the interview. It's cool, man. They're real cool cats.
Not bad.
We're going to jam some one of them here real quick, and then we're going to play three. During the show tonight, but me and Larry are going to jam out. I think we'll do the Red Sun song first.
I think so. Yeah.
But next weekend, dude, everybody, Friday night and Saturday night,
get out to
the Diesel in Chesterfield.
Ooh, it's going
to
be fun.
We're just going to be hanging out, man. So come hang out with us. We're going to have microphones set up. We're doing the show live.
And not only that.
What
we're having the fucking Into the Fire Fest.
Don Dokken, man. Fuck Don Dokken.
That's right. We're
going to
burn shit. He hasn't apologized yet.
Well, we heard he might be calling in.
I'm waiting for this call.
He hasn't called, dude. Yeah. I heard he was going to
see.
And, but if he doesn't, man, it's on.
I know.
Maybe
right,
call
it's on, man.
But what we should
he
do
can
is
call it off.
We're going to do like a Facebook Live, man. And, or maybe we'll just video it so we're not live. So that they can't track where
we're
at.
We'll do snapper chats.
Yeah, well, fuck, dude. Facebook, they might find you, like,
ooh,
doing
find you offensive.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-oh.
So what we'll do is we'll make a video of it. We'll put it up on YouTube. We can be offensive on YouTube.
Yeah.
Burning Don Dokken gear.
I'm going to wear my fucking Ninja Turtle mask.
So, yeah, if you're coming out, I think it's, I forget how much it costs. It's like $10
or 12.
Cheap. Yeah, but for all the bands,
for
you
good
get,
shit. Yeah.
10 bands a night. I was mistaken. I've been saying 20 bands per night, but it's 20 bands total.
Right, total.
10
right.
a night. 10, that's a lot of fucking bands.
That's rock your fucking
$10,
face
10
off,
bands.
Dude.
And if you come both nights, I think it's a little cheaper, like $20 for the whole weekend.
Right.
You can come
right,
and see
you get
everybody.
You a fancy fucking wrist pass.
Yeah. Woo. We're going to talk to the be owner fun. When we get there, too, man, to make sure. And we're going to get a cool area set up where we can do this Into the Fire thing.
That's
man.
Right.
What we're going to do is we're going to get all the gear and we're going to put it into the fire and we're going to light that bitch up and burn
nice.
It, man.
Burn it.
Burn that shit down.
That's right. Hey, unless he says he's sorry, Scotty.
What if he
this
shows
fire's
up?
On.
What if he shows up
I
at
hope
the
he
fire?
Shows up and tries to contest it.
Larry will throw him into the fire.
I know. He into the fire.
Fuck him
it's
all
true.
Up.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah, fucking. But yeah, get out to that. And we got some shows coming up next year. We'll let you guys know.
Mm.
We're kind of taking a
yeah,
break.
Yeah, we're planting a moot.
Yeah, we got a little plan. Well,
we're going to the studio.
We are. We're going to the studio. And we're going to be putting out some vinyl. And we're going to be writing some new shit, man. So we're going to be hibernating for a couple months here.
Mm.
And then we'll let you guys know when we're back out there playing. But I think what we're going to do is we're going to take this opportunity to go do some live broadcasts instead of playing some shows.
We?
So we're still going to be out there. We'll be broadcasting.
And allegedly, Dave's going with.
Yeah, if you're listening,
so,
Dave,
yeah,
come
Dave,
up, man. You
yep,
got to come up
come on.
There. We'll be up there probably like 8 or 9 o'clock, right, on Friday and 8 or 9 o'clock Saturday.
Yeah.
That's when the shows kick off.
We're staying the weekend, dog.
Yeah, we'll be there all night. So
I got a hookup already.
Yep. Yeah, come hang out with us. We're going to be bringing shake gear, raffle tickets.
Oh, raffle.
Yeah, we need to do raffle shit.
Oh,
man.
Definitely.
And come up too, man. We're going to have a bunch of shake gear shirts and stickers.
Yep.
Stop by. We'll give you a sticker. Stick on your car. Put on your laptop. Ooh, you know.
Stick it on your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit.
And if this is the first time listening to our show, man, you can check us out on iTunes. Check us out on Stitcher Radio.
Ooh.
Check out our band at shake.bandcamp.com. Listen to the albums there. like the Facebook page Shake Band, and we're on Twitter at ShakeCast.
So you can like it or hate it.
Yep, and we're also on Radio AFS Network too, radioafs.com, every Monday at 8 p.m.
Ooh.
So shout out to those guys and Frankie.
Frank.
Yep, so that was cool, man. But yeah, we fucking...
Worm.
We had a crazy ShakeCast. We got to talk about the Thanksgiving party, dude. There was a lot of people showing up.
I don't remember. Oh, damn.
So what we did was after the last show, we had everybody from the show kind of get together. And man, I didn't know...
I didn't know what to do.
You know who
fucking,
was awesome. You know who was like the star of the show almost was fucking Frank.
He always is.
Dude, he brought.
Because he started.
He brought chinchillas, dude. Yeah.
Training. I know. He was doing. He made them clean up.
Then the chinchillas.
It was crazy.
Did you see when they did, I forget what it was, like the hustle. He had them doing the hustle. And they were doing it, man, up on the table. I was like, what the fuck? He's a character, though. And then the one chinchilla will do shots of whiskey.
I know. Yep.
He waters it down a
little
bit.
It's a drunk chilla.
Oh, dude. That thing was funny. Boy. They can almost talk. They're so smart.
Pretty much. The
chinchillas are strange, man, but it was
Frank,
cool.
Frank talks to him.
Yeah, but we had everybody over for ShakeCast Thanksgiving.
Oh, it was a reunion.
Yeah, we had Jafari over with some meat.
He brought all the meat.
Lorenzo brought his round cornbread.
I know. I chased the mood early, though.
Yeah, he gets a little out of control, man.
No, because I can't. Ugh, don't get me going.
Yeah, he makes fun of Larry a lot. Like, just teasing.
I know he pushes me too much, and then it gets all serious.
Yeah, Larry gets a little mad.
I get serious, Larry's.
Yeah, well, that's why you and Lorenzo don't get along either, man, because him and they're almost like the same person. So when they get together, they don't gel very well.
No.
But yeah, so we're excited, man. Oh, and I want to announce, too, man, we got in 2 weeks... We got the guys from the Dinner in Hell podcast coming on.
What?
Ron Maiden and his co-host.
Nice.
Yeah. I think it's Brad the Impaler is his name. And they got a show on SoundCloud called Dinner in Hell podcast. Mm-hmm. Everybody get on there and check it out. It's a great show. They're doing like a history type spin on things.
Uh-oh.
They're doing, so.
Canadian history or?
Well, not yet. Maybe that's what we'll get into on here, man. You can take them through a little bit of Canada's history.
I
don't know,
maybe I can teach them a couple things.
We're going to have like the history cast, we're going to call it. You know, do a little talk about some history. Right.
And we ain't getting no public money for it.
No, definitely.
Yeah,
not.
Exactly.
And we're going to, I'd really like to talk to him too about podcasting because this is like one of the first podcast guests that we've had. I think we've had two others, but really get into like, you know, talking about podcasts. And if anybody out there listening, if you want to start a podcast, you should totally do it, man. SoundCloud allows you to put a podcast up for free.
But don't do anything stupid.
No, nothing
that you would regret.
But just try it.
Listen to me.
Record one and then maybe pass it out to your friends. Don't put it up online.
No.
You know, or just record one and listen to it yourself.
Do some practice cast.
Yeah.
Ooh, practice cast.
And then put it up on SoundCloud, man. Just do it. You know, it's.
Don't jump into the cloud, Scotty. I know Scotty's like, just do it. But
I think you should, man. Anybody that's got
to. Fuck with Craigslist first.
Got an itching to do it. Should try one.
Put your toe in the water.
But these guys just started theirs. I think they've been on for about 4 or 5 weeks now. So they just started theirs.
Nice,
you know.
Nice.
So I'd be curious to hear.
These are the history cats.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So
yeah, let's check that out.
Yeah. So everybody check that out. Dinner in Hell on SoundCloud, and they'll be on the show in like 2 weeks, man. But I'm excited tonight, man. We got an interview with Three Leg Dog from Estonia. Shout out to the guys in Hard Rock Revolution too, man. My boy Bucky again, fucking coming through. I think it was Bucky and R2 actually.
R2,
yeah, R2 hooked it up as well. They're both big fans of this band, and I kept seeing it popping up on my feed, and they were really pushing it. So yeah, shout out to those guys. Nice. Man, they're always turning us on to good shit, you know.
Yep.
Talking to King Buffalo still. They're coming on next month.
Ooh.
So we got that in the works. And Mount Carmel still in the works too, man.
Nice. It's,
we haven't forgot about them.
Right, we're hammering out the
kinks. We got like 3 weeks here lined up. So hopefully in about 4 or 5 weeks, we'll be having them on as well. And Monster Magnet's back in the studio.
Ooh.
So I'm really going to push hard to get Dave Windorf on the show, man. Talk to him.
Oh, that'd be fucking proper.
It's a dream of mine, man, to talk to that cat. So
nice.
it'd be cool to get him on. And they're like the almost the inventors of the genre, man.
I got a couple things I'm working on, man, that are Canadian treasures that I don't want to talk about, but
are you talking,
I think I can get them coming.
Are we talking like a Mahogany Rush type? Or a regular Rush?
Because
Mahogany Rush and Rush were both from Canada, right?
Wouldn't they be?
Yeah. Are you talking
so many good bands
like that or fucking?
Ooh. See, I can't spoil it, man.
Yeah. We'll let it be a surprise.
No, I'm going to tell you off air and.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to look like a failure.
Yeah. Are you going? Hopefully that.
I'm trying to get something big in my mind.
We should do a vinyl party, man. Ooh. That would be a lot of fun.
I know.
Too.
It's Apollo. I know. Yeah. Apollo.
Yeah, I think he's been listening in, man. I know. So, woo. Shout out to DJ Apollo, man.
My boy. He
throws and JR303, man, who's his boy. Shout out to those guys. I know they've been listening.
JR.
We appreciate it, fellas. But yeah, you know what? Let's get into a fucking song, man. And then when we get back, we're going to, we'll get into that interview with Three Leg Dog, man.
Nice.
We'll fucking,
nice.
Hell yeah. So check it out. This is the title track off the album. It's called Red Sun.
Ooh.
By Three Leg Dog, man, who's going to be with us here very shortly. Check it out.
We'll be right back.
All right, that was Red Sun by Three Leg Dog from Estonia. And we got them on the phone with us tonight. We're excited to have them on the show. This is our fourth international Shakecast. These guys are from the other side of the world. So we'd like to welcome them to Detroit tonight. How you guys doing?
Doing good.
Right on. How's things been going over in Estonia, man? I see you guys are rocking it out over there.
Same as it always is in Estonia, yeah. I guess.
Is there a rock scene over there? Do you guys have is there a lot of places for you guys to go jam out there?
Yeah, there's a few good spots that, I mean, we live in Tallinn, which is like the capital.
Okay.
There is a few spots like there's this. Yeah, sort of our favorite bar is called Red Emperor.
The Red Emperor? And,
yeah, the Red Emperor.
Okay.
It's like a hostel slash bar.
Okay.
And it's run by basically Australian backpackers.
Oh, wow.
With big beards.
Right on, man.
Yeah.
That's
and,
cool.
And yeah, it's just a cool place to play. So we played there a lot, and yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I think the thing about the Estonian music scene is because it's pretty small, everyone knows each other, so it's pretty easy to, you know, get to the top.
Yeah, that's awesome. And now, is there a lot of bands out there that kind of have your guys' flavor, or is there a lot of different types of music? Or
yeah, there's a lot of different types. I mean, our sort of music isn't can't think of a lot of bands that play the sort of stuff that we play.
Yeah.
And actually only one that's sort of, I mean, who have actually done anything, and it's a really cool band called Nevesis.
Yeah, I've never heard of them.
Yeah. Anybody you know, who wants to check out new stuff on YouTube, find Nevesis. Yeah, their whole album is on YouTube as well, so it's cool stuff.
Oh, right on, man. We'll definitely check that out, man, for sure. Now, so when you guys play out, when we play shows, do they kind of mix the lineup up? Do you have a little variety of music then, since nobody's really playing your style?
There's still a few sort of bands that play
more of
like
rock, stoner,
metal sort of stuff. So
okay, right on.
So we put on our own events and all that. So you know.
Yeah, that's cool, man. So you guys can kind of handpick the bands that you guys are playing with.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Yeah, that's how it is here. We got a pretty good scene going here in Detroit. And a lot of nights you might play with an acoustic band to open the night, and then a rock band, and then our band's kind of like a stoner rock band. And then you might get a metal band to finish out the night, you know, so they get a little variety in there. It's kind of, there's not a lot of stoner bands around town here either. You know, there's a few, but not too many.
So. Yeah, I think it's a growing scene.
Yeah, it really is. And Bandcamp's a really big spot too, man. Bandcamp and YouTube, there's a lot of good stuff coming out every day. I can't believe all the bands that are coming out these days, you know.
And, you know, we have a lot of ties with people from Finland, like neighboring countries that also have stoner rock bands. We sometimes play together with them.
Yeah, I first heard about you guys on Bandcamp. There was I belong to a group called Hard Rock Revolution. Shout out to those guys. And what they did was they turned me on to your music, man. And ever since I heard the album, I've been a big fan of it. You guys did a great job on that.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah. Now, did you guys? I wanted to find a little bit about the album. The album's called Red Sun. Everybody get online and check that out. You can check it out on Bandcamp. It's also on YouTube. So just type in Three Leg Dog and check it out. But I was going to ask you guys about the recording of that. Now, did you guys do that recording? Is that an analog recording? Is that a digital recording? Maybe where did you guys do that recording at?
I think it's still mostly digital. Like we didn't have like tape reels or anything like that.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people are going away from that. You can get a really good sound now, you know, with the digital stuff they have these days.
Yeah, but I think our budget for the album wouldn't have cut that. It was sort of a do-it-yourself project.
Oh, man.
Sort of a better-equipped rehearsal studio that our friend's band has. Yeah, we just, you know, basically rented some gear and did the best we could.
Wow, it turned out really good, man. I was curious how you did that. So you guys just kind of, you had a like a home studio almost going on.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of how we did we released a single and we did the same thing. We bought a bunch of equipment for the basement and we decided that we were going to try to do it ourselves, you know. And you can do a lot of cool stuff in-house now, you know, without going to a studio, so.
it was pretty comfortable to do because we didn't have to look at the clock, you know, how much money we were spending every hour.
Right, that's true.
Professional studio, so yeah, it really had benefits.
Yeah, every minute it's costing you, you know. And then there's a kind of a pressure when you get in the studio, too. It feels different. It has a, there's almost like you're under a spotlight or a microscope, you know. It's a weird feeling. So it's a little bit more comfortable at home, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
But I was going to ask you guys, too, about the band name. How did you guys come up with that band name? Three-Leg Dog.
Yeah, that's always the first question, man.
Yeah, yeah. It's very curious.
It was basically a joke at first. Like, we were rehearsing a guy we used to play with who we used to jam out with, who played bass initially.
Okay.
Before we really got started. I think we were like trying to learn a new song or something, and our drummer was really messing up the groove.
Okay.
And the bass player sort of made this weird joke saying that, hey, you know, that sounded almost right. It was like a three-leg dog trying to run, but you know, it's like not exactly.
Right. That's awesome, yeah. Man. So
we couldn't think of a good name, so we thought, yeah, fuck it, let's, you know, stick with that.
Yeah, it's cool, man. It's a good name for sure. How long have you guys been together as Three-Leg Dog now?
Like four years now, I think.
Okay, yeah, that's a good amount of time. Now, do you guys play in any other bands besides Three-Leg Dog, or is it your only project?
I think I'm the only one who plays in other bands. I also play with an Estonian vocalist called Robi Jukenthal, who represented Estonia at the Eurovision Song Contest a few years ago.
Oh, wow, right on, man.
That's cool. But the other guys, they only play with Three-Leg Dog, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. So
now, what instrument?
He plays the bass. So yeah.
Okay, so yeah. He plays bass in both bands then.
Yeah.
Right on. That's cool, man. Who are your guys' biggest musical influences over there? I mean, I know you guys, like, do they play American music on the radio over there, or is it? I'm always curious, you know, what everybody's listening to on the other side of the world.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's globalization is everywhere. So yeah, they play the same. I think they play the same stuff on the radio here, you know, that they play over there.
Yeah, all the big
basically,
records.
But
yeah. But what about you guys' musical influences? Do you guys have any big anything that kind of brought you to music? You know, any of your early influences?
Yeah, I think. But I play the guitar and I sing. And I used to be heavily into like sort of classic rock and blues stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
When I was younger, and when I was really, really trying to practice as much as I can, and you know, learn, get my chops together. So I was never a guy who was like finding really obscure bands and all that. So it's all the really typical stuff, like, you know, Led Zeppelin and Sabbath and all that stuff. So
Right on.
Hendrix and all that. Cream.
Yeah. Yeah, all the old good stuff, man. Those are the old standards that that kind of influence everybody, you know. Just they were monsters, all those guys.
Yeah.
Well, for me, you don't really hear his influences on our album, but because you guys are from Detroit, I have to mention I really like James Jamerson, you know, the Motown player.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I've transcribed him a lot. He's been a great influence on me. I think, well, rhythmically maybe he has an influence even on our sound, if not tonally. But yeah.
Hey, wasn't Grand Funk Railroad from Detroit?
Oh yeah, they were from Flint. Yeah, not far from Detroit. It's about an hour outside of Detroit. But yeah,
I was massively into those guys.
Oh yeah, I love them too, man. We're huge fans of Grand Funk Railroad over here. Definitely, we've seen them play a bunch of times too, man. They play around Detroit like once a year usually, so you can catch them playing like the riverfront and stuff. Still, they don't play with Mark Farner anymore, but they got a guy from Kiss playing guitar for him now. But they still tear it up, man.
But Mark Farner, he's the man. He's the man.
Yeah, he tours on his own now, though. He has his own band, but he doesn't have all the guys from Grand Funk with him, you know. So they both, but yeah, they're a great band too, man. MC5's from around here as well.
Oh yeah, yeah, man.
You know, big MC5 fan, But what about nowadays? What are you guys listening to? You guys all into the stoner rock, or you guys listen to different stuff? Or
yeah, I think we're all really like diverse, or whatever you want to call it, in the stuff we listen to. Like if I'm going to name some bands, it's still going to be stoner rock. But
yeah, name them off. Name some bands, though, so people can get an idea, you know, because listening to your music, I hear a lot of different things. So I just kind of want to hear what you guys, you know, what you guys are listening to.
Everybody's tired of me talking about this band, but they're my absolute favorite, like, modern band. It's All Them Witches.
Oh, yeah, they're great, man. They're great.
Yeah, I'm just obsessed about those guys, man.
Yeah, yeah. Have you heard of King Buffalo? Have you heard that band?
No.
They're in the vein of All Them Witches, and they actually tour with them, and they're going to be coming on the show in a couple weeks. But you should check them out, man, if you like All Them Witches, because they're like very similar, but very, very good too, you know, in their own way. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah, really good band. King Buffalo.
Cool.
Yeah. Anybody else that you're into? All Them Witches?
I don't have any stoner rock bands to mention right now. I also listen to a lot of different music right now. I'm not really in a stoner rock phase.
Yeah.
But my latest musical discovery probably is Wolfpack.
Oh, wow.
It's a funk group.
Okay, yeah.
Really, really great players and really unique take on music.
Okay. Yeah, I have to check that out, man. It's always good to get, you know, I listen to a lot of different things too. So you kind of got to mix it up, you know. There's a lot of good stuff out there. We also wanted to find out, too, from you guys, man, what you guys got a great sound. What kind of musical equipment are you guys playing on that album? As far as guitars and maybe amplifiers and stuff.
Well, it was basically whatever good stuff we could get.
Yeah.
You know, this is going to sound cheap, but I played my own guitar and all the songs. The main guitar I play is an Epiphone Les Paul.
Oh, nice, man. Those are good guitars.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it would be nice to, would be fancier to have an actual Gibson, but
right. Oh, it sounds good though, man. It's the album. It sounds great.
Yeah. I think we did good with what we had, and, amps wise, we used a few amps.
Okay.
I used my own deluxe reverb, and we used an orange rocker reverb for a couple of songs. That's a monster amp, man.
Yeah, oranges are beautiful, man. They're really good amps.
For the bass, I use a 5-string Fender Jazz Bass, and I think a pretty big part of the sound of the album was I ran it through a dark glass vintage Microtubes pedal. It's an overdrive pedal. Great company from Finland called Dark Glass.
Oh, nice, man. Nice.
For every bassist, I really recommend that. Everything that company makes is really good. I'm not officially affiliated with them.
Right, right. They're not paying you to say that or anything. So yeah, I have to check that out, man. What kind of cabinets are you playing through with that? Is that, do you play through 410 or do you play through 12s or what? What's that speakers?
It was on 410 on the album by Aguilar. I'm not sure the exact model, but
okay,
yeah, 410.
Yeah, a lot of guys are fans of the 410. Some guys play a like 212 bottom and a 410.
Yeah, I prefer 410s. I think the sound is a bit clearer. I really value clarity. You know, when the speaker size gets larger, it gets a bit muddier.
Yeah, they're a lot punchier, those 10s. They have certain punch to them that does sound really good. They're quicker. You know, that woofer moves a little quicker, I think. But right on, man. What we want to do, though, is we want to get into another song from you guys. We just played Red Sun. We'd like to maybe have you guys pick another one. Then when we're done with the interview here, we'll do one more from you guys so everybody can check you out.
How about like a faster one?
Yeah, let's do that, man.
Red Sun was like, I mean, how about Dog? The song Dog.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one, man. That one, you know what that one reminds me of? I hear a little bit of like a Atomic Bitch Wax influence in that one. I don't know if you guys have you ever heard of that band.
Nope.
Oh, okay. Oh man, they're really good. They're from the late 90s. It was the guitarist from Monster Magnet. He started a side project called the Atomic Bitch Wax, and they were just like monsters, man. And I hear a lot of that in this song.
Cool.
Yeah,
check that out.
Yeah, yeah. So check this out. This is Three Leg Dog. When we get back, we're gonna talk to the guys a little bit more, and we're gonna get into the band game with them if they're interested in playing. Check it out. We'll be right back.
man will always have a hold on me. White house, blue tank, level, leave me be. My butt, I got my Z, but I'm mine. Lost the fight, it takes a few black eyes for you to see the light, yeah.
Right, that was Three Leg Dog, man. Holy shit. Nice job, guys. That's a jammer right there.
Thank you.
So what we're going to ask you guys too, man, is vinyl. I know vinyl's getting really big here around Detroit. A lot of the bands are putting their shit out exclusively on vinyl and digital downloads. How is it over there? Are people getting back into the vinyl over there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Basically now any Estonian band who puts out an album, like there's always like a few month gap and then they put out the vinyl. That's sort of how it happens.
Yeah, that's kind of how it is here, man. Not a lot of people are putting out the CDs anymore. People request them, but I've been listening to a lot of vinyl myself lately. I got a player last year. I haven't had one since I was a kid, man. And I really dig the sound, though. The sound is way different on the vinyl. I think it's a way more full sound, you know?
I'm not too sure about the audio side of things, but I think it's just when you can hold a large album in your hands, I think it's a really good feeling. You really own something special now.
Yeah, there's a whole ritual to it, too. You know, you get it out, you put it on the player, then you take the artwork over, read through the stuff. You know, it's like you said, you get your hands on something. It's really cool.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I don't know about over there, but yeah, here, I think bands still need to put out at least a small amount of CDs because it's still sort of alive, the whole CD thing.
Yeah, there are people that want them, you know, definitely.
But it's definitely, I don't know if it's on the way out or if it's just sort of a low period, but yeah.
Yeah, because that's what we really grew up listening to was CDs. You know, once the CD became popular, I think I got, you know, 5 or 6 crates of CDs. You know, now they're all digital. I listen to them on my phone. You know, I still have them. So
yeah, I had a bunch of CDs, and actually last week I boxed them all up, and yeah, it was a painful process, but I actually basically threw them all away because they were just, I hadn't listened to them for, I don't know, at least like 5 years or something.
Oh,
I hadn't,
wow,
listened,
man,
to CD.
Yeah,
it's all digital. So I mean, yeah, it really hurt. I mean, it's stuff that I used to listen to a lot.
Yeah, you know, oh, man.
A kid.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's collecting dust. So, I mean, what am I going to do with
it? Like
I,
you don't
I,
even
I threw
play
it all away.
Yeah, you don't play them anymore. I haven't played any of mine in a long time. You know, that was even in the car now, I just listened to everything through the phone. Oh, my co-host just showed up, man. Say, Larry's here. So, say hi to Larry.
Hi, Larry.
What's happening?
Yeah, he's running a little bit late in the Detroit traffic today.
Oh, there's terrible.
Michigan football games going that's on right here, and traffic's nuts.
Motherfuckers love that shit more than they should.
Yeah, they're getting destroyed, man, too. I was like, no. And I just went upstairs, and they were losing 7-3.
Fucking
so
bums.
Yeah. But, yeah, we were just talking about CDs and vinyl, Larry. And he just said that he threw away his whole collection this week.
What?
Yeah. Now, did you
not vinyl? Not vinyl. Not vinyl. Only CDs.
You didn't throw away any docking, did you?
Nope. I didn't have any docking.
Yeah. Well, yeah, here in Detroit, man, you guys have heard of docking, right? You know, the band docking? They're an old.
Like the 80s band?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Dokken played here in Detroit 2 weeks ago, and what they did, man, was he got, well, it wasn't the band Dokken, it was the singer Don Dokken,
right,
and his side project, but it was like a Dokken band. All these Detroit bands opened up for him, and when he got on stage, he had a bad mix in his monitors, and he says into the microphone, he says, yeah, I got a shit mix up here. And he's like, that's what you get when you get a bunch of shit bands opening up for you.
A bunch of shit Detroit bands.
Oh, my God, dude.
Detroit shit bands, yeah.
Dude, people are pissed. People in Detroit are pissed off, man, at him. So we're doing a thing next week. We're going out to a club, and we're collecting all docking gear. We're going to burn it.
We're into the fire party.
Yep, because Don Dokken is an asshole, man. So
now I regret not having any. I could have mailed you mine.
Right.
Yeah, man, we would have definitely caught it on fire for you.
Yeah, we would have burned it up.
So, but yeah, so yeah, it is kind of, CDs are going away, man. My vinyl collection's growing, and I haven't. You're still into
CDs. I just got on CDs and shit.
Larry just found out about CDs. But yeah, man, it's kind of a big thing here. We're going to be putting our next one out on vinyl for sure.
Oh yeah.
Any chance of the Three-Leg Dog coming out on vinyl?
Yeah. Yeah, we're working on it. It should happen like
a few months,
yeah.
Right on, man. Nice. I'll be having to get a copy of that when it comes out, man. So, I'll be looking for. We'll let everybody on the show know too when it comes out. So everybody can grab a copy of it. You know what we should do? We should get into the band game with them, man. Did you guys get the message about the band game?
Yeah, we did.
Right on. Let me explain to everybody who's never listened to the show before kind of how it works. What we're going to have them do is we're going to have them pick a super group, and these musicians can be from any time in history, dead or alive.
Dead or alive.
It's going to pick basically a three-piece band with a singer. So they're going to pick a guitarist, a bass player, a drummer. And then the twist of the game is the singer now. Now, the singer has to be a living musician. And for the sake of the game, they've got to do Whatler.
They must be murdered.
They got to murder the singer. So what we'll do is we'll put you guys up on the page. And you guys can go up in the band game against our last guest. And then the fans vote. And if you guys win, you guys move along next week to go against our next guest.
That's so, right.
Yeah, it's kind of like an ongoing battle we have. So,
but, good.
Yeah, so what we'll do is we'll start with the rhythm section, man. Maybe we'll start with the bass since we got the bass player with us tonight.
Okay, it's going to be Jack Bruce from Cream.
Nice.
Oh, nice pick, man. Strong bass player. Now, who do you think would be playing drums with him?
We were thinking about it, and we thought, since we already did, you know, it's got to be someone classic, so we thought Keith Moon.
Ooh, damn.
Ooh.
Bringing him back from the dead.
Damn.
Yeah,
Jack and Moon.
That would be crazy. Did they ever really play together, you think?
Maybe like jamming or something. Because
you know
shit.
How like they said like Zeppelin and Sabbath sat in together.
Right. I'd imagine they.
I wonder if they would ever sat
in. I wonder if there's any recordings.
That would be the shit. So we got Jack Bruce on the bass and we got Keith Moon on the drums. Now, what about a guitarist? What are you guys thinking on that?
I thought, since I'm nuts about All Them Witches.
Yeah.
There you go. We're going to get Ben McLeod from All Them Witches on guitar.
Beautiful.
Damn.
That modern guy with those, you know.
Yeah, with the old school. Gentlemen. Now, this is where the game gets kind of crazy because the singer has to be a living singer.
And you don't have to hate him.
Yeah, no, it can be someone you love.
Murder someone you love.
Yeah, because this is a band competition. You guys are going up another band against another band. So what are you guys thinking on the singer?
You know, we couldn't resist picking someone. Since we have to murder the guy.
Yeah.
We couldn't resist picking someone that will be fun to murder, basically. So we thought we're going to go with Seal. You know, the singer, Seal.
Wow. Yeah, the Kiss from a Rose.
Yeah, the fucking the handsome dude.
He's a good singer, though, dude. That guy's got a great voice. That would be a really interesting sounding band, though.
Now, we do extra credit.
Yep.
You know, if you can describe the murder, you know.
Yeah, how do you think it would go down?
We were thinking that since, you know, he's sort of like this, I think he's like a humanitarian sort of guy.
Uh-huh, right.
That he goes out on like a anti-whaling ship.
Oh, wow.
And he falls overboard and he's eaten by a seal.
Oh, damn. It comes back to bite him and shit.
Damn.
That's crazy. Right on, man.
Murder by seal. That's shit.
Seal taken out by a seal.
Love it.
Think of the headlines.
Yeah. That would be so good. The next thing, seal eaten by a seal.
You have to read it a couple times to understand what you're reading. Like, what's happening?
What?
Yeah, it's great, man. But you know, we're going to ask you too, man. I really dig that artwork on the cover. Now, was that something that you, one of you guys in the band came up with?
No, it's a friend of ours, this young Estonian artist.
Yeah, give him a shout out, man. Let everybody know who he is. He did a really
good
nice job.
Yep.
It's a guy called Tom Tragel. And I know it's really weird. It's an Estonian name.
Yeah.
Tom Tragel.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice. But he's a really good sort of animator sort of guy. Uh-huh. So, yeah, he helped us out on the artwork.
Oh, yeah, it's nice. It looks cool.
Yeah, it's nice to have a homeboy that does shit like that.
Yeah, definitely, man. Yeah, and supporting your local people, too. You know, there's a lot of professional companies out there around here that just kind of, you could send them stuff and they'll send you some stuff back and it's all impersonal. And, you know, those guys add a nice touch to it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, what's going on with you, Larry, man? Anything you want to talk to the guys about? I know Larry was running late today and shit.
Oh, running late. I think I broke up a bank fucking caper. There was some shenanigans going on at ATM.
Like a bank robbery?
Well, man, this dude had fucking wires coming out of his coat and...
What?
Yeah, man. You know how they be doing that shit?
Oh, yeah,
with the skimmers and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he was pulling some shit.
Oh, dude.
Oh, I got out, started bitching at him, and then he still wouldn't leave. And then I went to the gas station next door. That motherfucker is still bold enough to broad daylight, man.
Wow.
Still out there fucking with it. Yeah. I started yelling at him, and you know how I get. Right?
Yeah.
I was getting all angry.
Yeah. There's a lot of shit going on. How is over there, man? You guys have a lot of crime in Estonia? I know around here it's with the holidays, dude. It gets pretty crazy.
I think it's pretty quiet here. Like you know, sort of normal. Like we don't have like any big problems that they would talk about that, you know, we have like major crime or anything. Oh, just like regular nice. Sort of.
Yeah.
It sounds like a place I'd like to visit.
Right.
Sounds like Canada.
Yeah, that's where you're
from. Yeah, basically. I mean,
I think the weather is really like Canada.
Oh, beautiful. I'm coming.
Right. Is it a blizzard over there today?
Yeah, it was snowy for a couple of weeks, but yeah, it all thawed like a week ago or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what's going on for Three Leg Dog, man? You guys got any shows coming up, or you guys got any plans for any tours next summer or anything like that? Or
we got a few local shows only right now, and we're trying to get the whole vinyl thing happening.
Yeah, nice.
Trying to get some merch out there.
Any new songs in the works? You guys got still writing material?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We're working on, you know, you got to do it. Now that this one's out, so you got to start working on the next one, basically. Yeah.
Exactly. How do you guys go about writing, man? Do you guys have a certain process? Does one guy write the riffs, or do you guys do it as a team?
Right.
Or,
right.
I think Christian most often comes up with the idea, and then we... develop it at rehearsal.
Right.
Yeah, let it breathe.
Yeah. And then as far as lyrics, do the lyrics come later, or is it based on lyrics sometimes? Or
I usually come up with just riffs, and you know, when you start stringing riffs together, it sort of gets like a vibe or sort
right,
of...
Right, it speaks to you.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, riffs and music, they evoke emotions or whatever.
Right,
and,
right.
And that sort of inspires the lyrics.
Nice, man. Now, do you guys record yourselves rehearsing and then listen back to it, or is it just kind of... As you're doing it, you kind of learn it, and it kind of grows that way?
Yeah, I think it's more the second what you said. Yeah, that we just sort of, I try to get as much of it together when I'm writing the riffs and all that.
Yeah.
And we're not a fast-working band. I mean, some guys, you know, they write 4 songs a day. I mean,
that doesn't make a good song.
We really work on songs for, you know, if we got like 1 or 2 songs that we're working on, and we will work on them for like a month or two.
Yeah.
And I think it, you know, we'll sort of all agree that, you know, okay, now we think it's done. Yeah. This is the finished thing.
Because it is. Yeah.
Why our songs are really fucking long.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we love that shit.
7.5-minute songs, man.
That's
awesome. That's
how we do, too. Yeah. Like 7-minute motherfuckers. Yeah.
Maybe make a few 3-minute songs that could, you know, get on some radio stations.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Yeah, that's true, man.
Can't have none of that.
Just make a little, cut a little segment out, you know.
Fade in, fade out.
Cut
one in half.
Brighton, when you guys went in to do the last album, was everything written, or was some of that stuff kind of evolve in the studio as well? You know what I mean? Was there some things that happened to it?
It wasn't like the whole recording process was a really long time, and we had a lot of trouble with basically just times when everybody could do it, and we couldn't get the gear at some points.
Wow.
And it was basically like this year-long project.
Wow. Damn.
And, you know, I mean, first album ever, so this sort of, these things happen, I guess.
Right, right. Yeah. Gotta do it right.
It was like a long recording process, and we also rehearsed, like, during this part, because we were gigging at this time, too, so...
Okay.
So we had most of the songs written before, but 2 songs, Red Sun and Wolf, we wrote while most of the album was actually recorded.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Yeah, it's always curious to hear how people come, you know.
Yeah, everybody's got a different process.
But no, that's good, though, to give the, you know, you got to give the songs time when you're writing them to kind of blossom.
Yep.
And you play every variation of it that you can until you figure out what, you know, what you want to stick with.
Absolutely.
But yeah, we're looking forward to some new stuff from you guys, man. We're big fans of the album. Everybody get on Bandcamp and check the album out. Yep. How can everybody find you guys online?
Well, we don't have like a big, like just a website. We're basically on Facebook, and you know, anybody wants to get in touch with us or whatever, they can message us on Facebook. But just, you know, Bandcamp and all the streaming sites, we're on all of them. And
yeah, get on YouTube and check them out. I think your full album's on there. On that, is it Stone Meadow of Doom's got you guys' album?
Stone Meadow of Doom. Well, I mean.
You know,
I got to thank that guy for putting, I mean, there's a bunch of people who don't like that he shares whole albums. Yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, mostly like record company people who don't like it.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, bands just starting out, like that channel has a whole bunch of followers. And, you know, if he shares something, it's going to get a whole bunch, like he's going to get a lot of views.
Yeah.
So, I mean, our fan base or following has basically doubled since he put out our album.
Nice. Yeah. Well, it's nice. Get a lot of ears on it, you know, his channel's kind of catered to that vein of music, too. So everybody that's on there just listens to everything that he puts out, you know, gives it a chance, which is really cool, you know.
Yep. And motherfuckers are digging it here, so.
Yeah, we've been playing it on the show here. We played, I think we played a couple of them on the show, and I've had a lot of good response from you guys, man. Everybody's really dug you guys, so.
Good job. Cool. Good job.
Thanks, guys. Cool. Thanks.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But yeah, anything else you guys want to promote, man? Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
Anyone you want to cuss out?
Yeah.
Fuck. Anybody, tell people like, fuck you.
Anybody?
There you go. Say that again.
Yeah. So yeah, we're gonna be out there doing that next week, man. Wish you guys were closer. We'd have you guys come out.
Oh yeah.
And help us.
I know you guys like pancakes,
right? You guys eat pancakes over in Estonia?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
I think pancakes are like everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like a pancake wizard, dude. Woo. Shit.
Yeah. He's gonna be out.
Yeah. I'm gonna make pancakes while people are burning dock and shit. It's gonna be fun.
Hell yeah, man! It'll be a good time.
I wish we could be there, man.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. Yeah, maybe we should do another song from the guys tonight. Ooh, man.
Why wouldn't we?
Is there anything else you want to talk to them about before we get out of the interview with them tonight?
Did you talk on their gear?
We did a little bit. Now, Larry's a bass player.
I'm a bass player. I want to know Larry, you got a good sound, dude.
Came in late, man. Yep. He wanted to really know about your bass rig a little
bit. Yeah, explain your rig.
He said,
I already said I play a 5-string Fender Jazz bass.
Okay.
Yeah. I also... Whenever I'm recording, I want really fresh round-bone strings. I think, you know, if I could afford it, I'd change strings every week.
Oh, wow. Wow. See, Larry's the exact opposite. He likes old strings.
I like a dirty... I don't. I can make string soup.
Yeah, I have two basses. I don't use the other one in this band, but the other one is a precision bass where I use flat-bone strings, you know, the opposite. I run it through a Mark bass compressor and a Dark Glass Vintage Microtubes overdrive.
Nice.
Yeah, that overdrive he was talking about.
Yeah, those Mark basses too, man. They make good shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the amp on the album was, I don't remember the exact model, but it was an Aguilar tube amp.
Yeah, that's nice, man.
No, it sounded tubed.
Now, when you guys record the bass, do you guys just mic the cabinet, or are you guys recording it direct?
Right.
Both.
Both. I know. That's what I'm screaming.
Yeah, and then you kind of blend the two.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think most of it was probably from the microphone. But, you know, just in case you want the direct as well, you can modify it more if you want
Fuck
to.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's the way to do it, man. So, yeah, Larry was just curious.
I was curious.
He's like, I got to ask him, man.
I know we've been listening to this shit.
Yeah, it's a good album, man. Everybody needs
good
to get
job, out. Good job, guys.
Yeah, check it out. Yes. Yep. And we'll let you guys get out of here, though, man. I know it's late. It's like almost 10 o'clock at night over there.
Good Lord.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, we're about to.
Damn, the sun just came out.
it's early here. But yeah, we appreciate you guys coming on, man. We're big fans of you guys, and we appreciate you guys taking the time out of your day to get on here and talk to us.
And you ever make it this way, hit me up for pancakes. I'll feed you motherfuckers, I promise.
I hope that
thanks for having us on, man.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, thank you guys, man. Now we're gonna do one more song from you guys tonight too before we get out of here. And we'll let you guys pick that
you
one.
Pick it.
Yeah. And then we'll jam it out, man.
How about the song Wolf?
Hell yeah, dude. That's another. The whole album.
It's nut to butt.
Yeah,
it's fucking good.
Yeah. You know what I was going to ask too, man, before we get off the phone with them. I hear, do you guys listen to, have you ever heard of a band called Chevelle? You know who they are? No?
I don't think so.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, you guys kind of have a little bit of that sound going on too. What do you think, Larry?
That's even nicer. They don't even know who they are.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
That's awesome.
I was just curious. I asked them if they knew who the Bitchwax were.
Oh.
Because they sound like Bitchwax a little
bit. Right.
So.
I know. A couple things to check out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
For sure. King Buffalo, Atomic Bitchwax, and
Chevelle.
Chevelle.
Yeah.
But check it out. This is Three Leg Dog with what song, guys?
Wolf.
Wolf. All right. We'll be back. You guys have a great night, man. It was great talking to you guys.
And I'm sorry for being late. I'd be getting held up all the time and detained, so.
Right. Yeah, you never.
Don't worry about it, man. Don't.
It's bass player shit.
I was trying to hold it down. The first half of the interview is just me kind of trying to interview him.
I'm sorry.
So. But yeah, thank you guys. And everybody make sure to get on Bandcamp, look up Three Leg Dog, jump on YouTube, Three Leg Dog, message the guys, like their Facebook page, and look for the vinyl that's coming out here in a couple months. We'll let you guys know when that comes out. And we thank you guys again, man, and you guys have a great night.
You too, man. Thanks. Bye. Woo.
and makes you want to howl. Oh shit! I was just gonna say it makes you want to howl, dude.
I know. I'm
Larry read my mind and shit. I was wanting to howl
get
as
out
well.
Of my head, Scott.
I can't do a good wolf though, so I didn't want to try.
I want to go like fucking howl at shit.
I sound more like a beagle or something, not like a wolf. So, but yeah, we thank Three Leg Dog, dude. Those guys are cool as fuck. Check them out online at Bandcamp. Check them out.
Aren't they awesome?
Yeah, they're excellent, dude. Big fan of those guys. Looking forward to the vinyl coming out too, man. I'm definitely going to be getting that. And we'll let you guys know when that comes out. And we'll be playing some more of them on the show, man. Definitely.
Right, we're going to update and all that shit.
Yeah, they got a lot more tracks too. There's a lot of songs coming we haven't played for you guys yet on the album that are great too. So, but if you haven't heard it, get on and check it out. It's on our Facebook page. I posted a link.
It's on my Craigslist if you can find me.
You can listen to the whole album. I would recommend it. Definitely.
For free.
And loud. Listen to it loud.
Yes. Yes.
So what was going on with this virtual thing you're talking about?
Man, I can't believe this shit. The first sexual assault in virtual reality.
What?
Yeah. Right. That don't even sound fucking possible,
sexual
right?
Sexual assault. How does this happen?
I don't know, man. There was some dude in virtual world that kept being creepy on some girl. And she, like, claimed sexual assault.
Well, you know what? It happens.
Can you go to court and, like, you're a rapist for having fun?
That's what that whole fucking Chris Hansen show was there. Remember To Catch a Predator?
What?
They would do this thing where you never saw that?
It usually gets people in kitchens.
Right, but it's all because of the computer. Ooh. They talk on the computer, and they're like, hi, I'm 15 or something, and they'll be like, oh, I'm coming over.
No, but this is with virtual reality glasses, man. You know, like,
well, it's just the next step, right? There's chat rooms, now virtual
reality. Right, now you're going to turn it real.
So now
I know when Chris Hansen's going to catch you.
Yeah, to catch a VR
predator. A VR predator. man, I got news for you, Scotty. I don't think this is going to be the last, so damn, is that E-Rock?
No, it's the Michigan football games on right now. I think something bad happened.
Ooh, I'm glad to be in Michigan, man. It was hard to get here today.
Yeah, I know, man. That was crazy.
Sorry for being late again, but.
That's cool, man. It was fun.
I'm telling you, I got a virtual reality fucking therapy pet.
What is it? Is it a dog?
No, you can buy it on virtual reality, be a therapy, whatever, and be a fucking,
is this the one that you can take like in the airport with you? Because
in VR,
Larry's into the VR.
I know when you feel all assaulted.
The guy that doesn't have a cell phone.
I'm just saying, man.
You've been hanging out with
there's
Salvador.
Money to be made.
Salvador's got that one at his
house. I know Salvador.
He's got that vibe.
He didn't make me do it, but
it's not the vibe. It's the other one, the real good one, though. Not the vibe, but it's Oculus.
He fed me and gave me money to do it. I was still lurking.
Oh, it's amazing though.
Oh fuck that! I hated it.
I haven't tried it yet, but it's
I'm gonna start selling VR therapy pets. You can get them with your VR money.
What happened with the dude? Is he actually getting prosecuted?
Why would he? But it's coming. I bet he will someday.
Oh,
not
she just
him,
brought charges against him.
Yeah, and like it really happened.
They were playing
it. Oh, really? And my husband was there with his VR glasses.
Well, I guess you know what, though.
Well, it's like your VR husband should have VR stabbed him, in my mind. Right?
Yeah, so I guess
I don't know.
That's different because what Chris Hansen was doing, that was reality.
Like, no, that's like, real. Yep.
Virtual reality. You're just saying they were playing in virtual reality.
Right.
He wasn't like, bitch, I'm coming to your house.
Well, like you're saying, man, that's where it goes to the next step. So
yeah.
Fucking fuck technology.
Woo. Oh, there's guys that like threaten people online all the time and like blackmail them.
Oh.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. There's a lot of crazy people out there. You got to watch that shit. I remember chat rooms back in the day.
Oh, all you got to do is turn it off. I know. They troll and bully and
yeah, just don't turn your computer on, you know. But people get on and
no,
they
can't help it.
People
it's sick.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Fucking freaks me out.
Hell yeah, fucking
turn on a Shakecast, but damn.
Right.
Turn off Facebook.
Yeah, listen to Shakecast.
I know, unless
man.
You're listening to us on Facebook, but
right.
You leave it on.
Yeah, fucking the Black Friday was yesterday. I saw some videos of motherfuckers getting down, dude.
Oh, Scotty,
did you see that video of them people getting violent yesterday?
Oh, yeah, over nothing. I know.
Over a stupid TV or something.
Bullshit. Yep. Scotty, you couldn't pay me to line up for free.
You know what I didn't see?
You give me something free, I ain't getting in them lines. You, remember, you get trampled.
Do you remember how they used
like
to have,
like you're the fucking soccer.
They used to have people
match.
Like in tents and shit out in front of stores.
Nuts.
They're not doing
nuts.
That now. They didn't do that this
oh,
year.
You got online. Fuck that.
Yeah, it's crazy. People are like, fuck that. I'm going to not get on and wait in front of the store anymore.
I don't like online either, but I don't like sleeping in a tent on fucking concrete.
Would you ever do that for a deal?
Fuck no.
What if it was for like $1 million for free?
No.
You no. were the first one in
absolutely
the door.
Absolutely not. I wait for the dude to want it. I'll go rob him.
I wouldn't do it either. I wouldn't do it. I
wouldn't do it. Fuck that.
That's like ruthless shit, man.
Yeah.
You have to
no,
fight people.
No, exactly.
People will stab you over $1 million, too.
Have you ever seen them fucking, like, keep your car...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hand on the car thing?
My brother, man, he did that once. And they would even give you pee breaks, which I don't think is allowed. Fucking, you want to win a free car, fucking shit on yourself, piss on yourself.
No, they can go longer, though, if they let them do pee
but
breaks.
No, they had dirty motherfuckers that were, like, grabbing farts and putting them in people's faces to make them break off the car. It was fucking, but my brother almost won. He was, like, the second one. And
he gave up?
Couldn't hang anymore. It went over 2 days.
Well, I saw the one where they had to actually keep their lips on it. You ever see that one?
That's dirty.
That's terrible.
That's terrible.
Well, you get your own spot. You know what I mean? You can wipe your spot, but you have to fucking keep your lips pressed up against it.
Oh.
That makes it even harder, dude.
It's fucking terrible.
I guess if you had the hood, you could like lay on your face on the hood.
Ooh.
But
I know it depends what you got to put your lips on.
Yeah, on the tailpipe, brother.
No, thank you.
Right. Fucking.
I'll go carjack that motherfucker that wanted.
Yeah, it's fucking. I didn't really see any of the Salvation people ringing the bells out, though.
Not yet. It's coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
I heard one the other week, but
they're not allowed in some places. Fucking don't get me going.
Yeah.
Well, I know.
They did some dirty
allegedly.
Things. Is it because they did dirty things or no?
No, it's these. Ooh.
They're a good company, I think.
They are. Man, they fucking help a lot of people.
And they got those centers where you can go
fuck yeah, dude.
Cheap tennis shoes.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Deloused. And, I mean, you still got to rewash that shit. But, I mean, they get bed bugs off
but, no,
stuff.
They help people out, man.
Right,
that's what
right.
They're there for.
No,
and then when you got shit,
fucking
when you got,
proper.
When you got extra, you give to them to help other people out.
But
and they make sure they get it, you know.
They are not allowed to be because it's offensive. I know that exactly. Why? Why is that offensive? That's terrible.
They just ring a bell. They don't even ask you for money.
Nope.
They don't
and
say,
still smile
and
at
say
you.
Merry
they don't
Christmas
tell you fuck you.
Happy holidays.
You cheap bastard.
I say hi to them. When
give me
out
a
there.
Nickel.
Because I know they're doing some shit. Because a lot of them are like recovering addicts or recovering. You know.
And you know what? Sometimes they rob the till, but hey. That's what addicts do
sometimes.
Allegedly. Right.
That's why some of them do it. They run off with
the till. They're buying fake fucking Santas with fake red.
Oh.
Oh.
I never thought of that.
Oh, you could kill it. No, that's a big fucking thing. No, that's a big thing.
No, if you were a dirty motherfucker, you
could. No, that's a big fucking thing.
Yeah, because.
No, they're everywhere.
Yeah, because.
Allegedly.
Yeah, you put that. You could just get one made with a sticker.
Buy all your kids
and
Christmas presents.
They don't
presents.
Even wear Santa suits. They just wear like a
oh,
hat.
You can whoop it up, man. Get in a Santa suit.
You just have to have a bell.
Fill that motherfucker. Yup.
Oh, my God.
Tax-free, baby.
A tax-free.
They got a 501c3.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Hooking it up. Yeah, fucking. But yeah, I didn't see a lot of them out there, man. And you know what? I went to the store.
They're coming. But no, that's what I'm saying. That's what's offensive. They're not allowed to be where they used to be. Right. They used to be everywhere.
Well, I went to a store Black Friday in the evening, and it was dead because everybody goes in the morning, you know?
And they do. They'll Merry Christmas you.
Yep. They're really cool, man.
Yep.
I like that shit.
No, that's supposed to be outlawed, but I don't know.
Right.
We'll see, rabbits.
Hell yeah. We should fuck it. You know, we should finish up with the, when we get done, not right now, but when we get done, we need to do a Cheech and Chong Christmas fucking song. Just to fucking put everybody in the mood, man.
Christmas mood. It's true, man.
It's only 4 weeks away,
it's
man.
Coming,
so,
bro.
I know we only usually do three songs, but
Scotty, I like how you have the studio decorated. It's
you like
Christmas
that?
Already. Yeah. Fuck, man.
I had
you did it, man. Day after Thanksgiving.
Well, Johnny came by from the Jumping Bean, and he was tacking shit up for me. He did the whole place with them lights, and he had extra.
Oh, it's awesome.
And he brought me a remote for it. And
very
everything.
Festive.
Yeah, he did a good job, man. Fucking, he's cool though. Did you hear what he's doing for Christmas this year?
No.
He's got a big Christmas party that he's doing in conjunction with Salvador.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking
Salvador.
Sandwiches and jumping and lattes.
Ooh.
And then I heard that you can bring your own booze, too, man. So it's going to be like a get down.
See,
type
I probably
party.
Did hear about that.
Yeah.
It does sound familiar.
We'll let everybody know about that.
I don't
that,
know.
Man.
I know. Ooh. We could even give raffle tickets at the fucking, at the.
Yeah. Well, he's calling it Johnny's Jolly Jumping Christmas. Ooh. And shit. So if you want to get out to it, look for it online. He's doing tickets. I think it's $100.
You know what?
But dude, it's worth it. It's 24 hour party. Have you ever heard
it's
of that?
It's nonstop
for
yeah,
a whole
no,
day.
It's proper.
It starts at noon and goes to noon the next day.
Why wouldn't it?
Do a lot of people make it the whole 24?
Not a lot, but
that would be nuts, dude.
No, you know, we'll be up.
That's a proper party, though.
That's a
but what's cool
party.
About it is, like, even if you missed it, you could wake up in the morning and come
oh,
catch
and still,
the end.
Right, still catch a good one.
Yeah, come at 9 a.m., dude.
Fun,
and finish
fun
the party out
for everyone.
Yeah, so people come in shifts. Is kind of how it works, right? Like, you got the day shift, the late night shift.
No, I'm gonna work it.
You gonna
watch.
Be there?
I'm dedicating to the dance.
Are they gonna let you do pancakes?
No.
That would be the shit, dude. For free though. We'll
no,
do,
for free.
We'll
man.
Do like a charity yeah. thing.
No, we'll no Salvador, man. He likes good cuisine.
We'll get
so.
we'll get a bucket out and we'll donate everything to a charity of your choice.
I know. We'll put a red kettle.
Yeah, dude. We'll have
no, but come. We're not going to steal it. We'll give it to the Salvation Army.
Right. Well, is Ronnie Z bringing candy? Is he going to be bringing
oh,
candy
yeah.
out?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
So, yeah, it's worth $100, dude.
Yeah, it's going to
be
good.
And you can meet all the fucking guys from the show and shit when you come out, too. So,
that's right.
Everybody's going to be
get
there.
Get a selfie with fucking Scotty. It'll be fun.
With Scotty. I was thinking more like Salvador. And fucking Jose might come out with this sandwich truck. I heard he bought a new sandwich
ooh,
truck.
I want a selfie with Frank.
Oh yeah,
I think somebody got one, but I don't got computers. So.
I'm surprised he was never in movies, dude.
Oh, he's
got a
handsome,
perfect smile.
I know he does. Good fucking jawbone and
yeah.
nice cheeks.
Yeah, he was. He was asked to like model for like Target, I think, for like the dad section.
He said no.
Yeah, he didn't. They weren't gonna pay him enough.
No.
He don't like his picture being taken like that.
He doesn't. No, it steals his soul. It's true.
Yeah, he's not.
I don't like my picture took neither.
He's but yeah, they're all gonna be up there, dude. So it's gonna be a good ass time. It's gonna be like the Thanksgiving all over again, except for Christmas, you know.
So yeah. At the fucking Into the Fire. I'm telling you, we'll raffle off a couple tickets to that.
You think so?
Couple people get to go.
Well, let's talk and see. Well,
yeah,
I don't know if he's going to have room. You think he's got, I mean,
for two.
That's a pretty popular party.
I know.
We might be only to give one.
Ooh.
But we'll talk to Johnny and see, man.
No, you got
to
do
we'll
it.
We'll try to get two.
Yeah.
We'll get a pair.
All right.
That way you can bring a friend.
Johnny will hook it up.
Yeah. It'll be a good time, though, man. But yeah, fucking just recovering from the holiday, man. I ate so much food. I'm like, today I'm like fasting all day.
Fasting.
Right. Well, not really. I had some potato chips, but you got to have potato
that's
chips,
right.
man.
That's
one
right.
of my favorite food fucking.
It's in the food group.
Hell
it's
yeah,
true.
Man.
It's a vegetable.
Right. Did you talk to Mr. G, though, from the fucking Santa Sue place?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, is he back with this week?
Been killing it.
Let's get into that sponsor.
That's
a little
what
bit.
I'm saying,
we'll talk
man.
About him a little. But
that's where I'm going with the kennels, man. I might even rent me a Santa suit. He might even donate one.
Is
I'm
he still doing
him.
Christmas Town?
Yeah,
I heard that might be
yeah.
off.
No, it's still on.
He couldn't get a hold of the electrician to come run all the wires. And the
he
city
got it fixed.
Okay, because I know the city
yeah,
was
no,
out
the him. City. You see, that's what fucked it up.
Because when you open
yeah.
to the public, it's different
yep,
than
yep,
just
yep, yep.
having like
then
your
inviting
family
motherfuckers over
yeah,
on
yeah.
your homeowners.
Yeah. Well, people come, especially if there's like snow, they come in with wet feet.
No, it's all proper.
Yeah.
It's fixed. Get
people out there.
Yep.
But yeah, Mr. G is doing the
rentals, man. Cheap.
Yeah.
Doing the Christmas mazes. Yeah. All that shit.
Renting suits. That's his big thing, though, is renting suits.
Yeah. That's how, yeah.
Ugh. That the one we had at the Christmas party, dude, that was like.
And proper. That wasn't even the bum one. That right, was right. We could have got one cheaper.
That was like soft.
But somebody might have peed in it. But no, that one was proper.
Yeah, what he's doing, and he's nice. Renting Santa suits. He's got the Grinch.
Oh.
I heard that he's going to be getting Frozen, some of the Frozen characters.
Oh, he does. Man. Oh, Frozen. He's even got the Heat Miser.
Yep, that's right.
He's got all that shit.
Yeah, so if you need Run a Santa it. Suit for your party, he does Easter Bunny, all that other shit,
yeah,
too, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Right now, he's really focusing on elves.
He likes Christmas, man.
Yeah, and a lot of reindeers, Rudolph.
Yep.
He's got just about every character from Christmas you can imagine. Frosty.
Fucking light effects, all that shit.
Yeah, and it's cheap.
But coming to the maze, that's what's even better.
Yeah, it's
even
Christmas
Even if
town.
You ain't renting nothing.
Yeah, the Christmas Town maze. Nice. I think it's $5, right, to get through the maze.
And it's a donation.
It is. He keeps a dollar, right. though, for electricity.
But no, they've been fucking him. Cost him a lot of money, messing with him.
Yeah.
You know, he's trying to be nice.
And then after you're done, you can get a hot cocoa. He's got hot cider.
Yep.
Donuts.
Nice.
Christmas cookies. Mm. And then they're singing Christmas carols. It's a good time. It's a good family adventure, man.
It is. It's good family shit.
Yeah. Yep. And then I heard Salvador is going to be coming around Christmas to do Christmas sandwiches.
I hope.
What the hell?
What's a Christmas sandwich?
I have to find out, man. Because I know his Thanksgiving one was a hit. And now he won't make it again until next November.
No, done.
Put to bed.
Man, my boy.
So if you didn't get one.
He's an artist, man. He's a food artist.
Did he go to college to do that, or did he just learn that on his own?
No, he went to college not to do food, but.
Okay.
He's a chemist.
No shit. Well,
yeah,
that's,
no, he's really a fucking chemist.
Well, I know he's a mathematician, too.
No, he's smart as shit.
Yeah, so that's why he likes all the cylindrical.
Right.
I heard he's going to make an octagonal sandwich or something. Did you hear that one?
Yeah.
He came out with some. And he said that the ridges on it trick your brain in some weird thing he talked about. He's real smart.
Dude, I got him hitting that fucking turkey that you got me.
No shit.
Yeah.
Did you guys drink all that?
Oh. Pretty much, man. It's down to the fucking dark meat.
Yeah, that was.
I
put
5.5 liters. That's way over a gallon.
I put
right?
two half gallons in there, and then a little bit
and
more
then
out
some.
Of the bottle.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good though, man. I finished a little bit myself. That was left.
Woo.
But yeah, let's get into the rest of the sponsors, man. We got Salvador's cylindrical sandwiches and savory salads back again this week. What he's doing is the Christmas sandwich, I guess, which I don't even
it's
know.
It's unknown.
What's in it.
I know. I don't either. Reindeer meat, maybe?
No, that was the one he made for Thanksgiving, right? No, it might be. We talked about it last week.
Yeah.
You're right. It might be a reindeer
Could
thing.
Could be.
Reindeer and pine nuts and
right.
pine trees.
And it's hunting season. Ooh. He
I
might
ask him. We'll have to get him out.
We'll
here.
See.
Yo, dog, I'm here.
No.
Oh, E-Rock showed up. What's up,
it.
E-Rock?
Woo.
Yo, dog, that traffic was bad.
Ooh. Yeah, I know, man. It's Larry was a little bit running late as well today.
Oh,
so.
It was fucked up.
Yeah, it's you can't.
And then confrontations and.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Things are
man.
Hard.
Fucking no.
Yo, Salvador called.
Oh, woo.
He
see?
Said it's reindeer meat.
Okay, it
reindeer.
Is reindeer.
I knew it.
No
reindeer.
Shit.
Reindeer.
Fuck.
Reindeer.
That's why it's Christmas. But yeah, we got a bunch of sponsors back this week, dude. Everybody signed back up. I think last week,
Ooh.
My email just
Tammy's
wasn't
back, dude.
Tammy's Tantown. And
See?
She's calling it Tammy's Tantown again.
Why
dude.
Why wouldn't she?
She's got a new location. It's undisclosed right now, but if you email her at tammystantown@yahoo.com, she'll send you the address. And because it's
Some
undisclosed.
Free blinders.
It's it's going to be half price what you normally pay at a regular place.
Oh, it's going to be proper.
And I guess these beds.
And there's
are,
no sun. I know that shit.
Yeah. And these beds are hot, she said.
Oh.
She looked pretty tan when I saw her.
Oh.
She's
always
tan.
Tan.
Yeah, she is, dude.
It's true, man.
You don't
true.
Know if it's summer or what when you see Tammy.
No. Right. But yeah, she just come from the Bahamas again.
Yeah, and she said what she's doing this week too, man, is if you stop in, she's going to give you a $5 gift certificate to give to your friends so they can come in for a nice. Tan as well. So everybody get
pass
out and check
it around.
And if you mention the Shake Cast, your first tan is on the house.
On the host. Yep.
So get out there.
That's our girl, and she's back.
Remember, tammystantown@yahoo.com to get your free coupon and the address to the place.
Yep.
But don't be sharing the address with people.
They got to
contact Tammy.
That's right.
Because she's got to do some screening. Ooh, we're gonna type do, shit.
We'll see if we can do some Tammy fucking raffle tickets.
Yeah, that would be good. She'd probably be into it, man.
Oh, she'd be down.
Yeah, I'm sure, man.
All right, Tammy, let us know.
right.
Woo!
509 Screen Printing's back again with us this week. Get a hold of them at 509screenprinting.com, 509rob@gmail.com. They do all your screen printing and all your stickers.
All
needs.
That shit.
He's on Facebook, so give him a shout. Let him know we sent you.
And people been liking our stickers, man.
Yeah, oh, for sure,
oh,
dude.
Fuck yeah, man.
People at the last show.
They love that shit. Them.
I hope to see them showing up on, like, cars.
Everywhere,
and stuff.
I know.
Well, we were in the lid, man. There was a lot of cars that had the lid on.
Yeah, it was. It was like a motherfucking a cult.
Yeah, if you had one on your car, man. So we had quite a few of them, though. We put them on for people in the parking lot.
I know. Sure they whether the they car. Wanted it or not.
Yeah,
no,
that might have been.
No, we usually ask.
Our friends did that shit, put them on people's cars. Yeah. Burn Your Face Thai Food's back, though.
Ming Tao.
Yep, she's doing a special this week. I guess they gave away all those turkeys last week, and people were really.
She
really
fed people free.
She did. Yep. She didn't tell anybody. She was
I know.
Do it.
Oh, fuck no.
She just put a sign out, and she.
No, it was for the customers that were coming anyway.
She gave 120 dinners away that day.
Nice.
And I heard it was Thai style turkey.
Oh, you know, she's nicer than people think.
Yeah, it was thank her.
She's just kind of fucking. I don't know. It's my kind of girl.
Ronnie Z's all-you-can-eat trick-or-treats back this week, dude. He's pushing it. I guess they still got like 10,000 pounds of candy left.
And he's coming.
And it's far enough away from Halloween that your kids can relive Halloween all again.
That's right.
And like totally.
Get it cheap.
Yep. And this week, it's only $6 a kid.
Right.
With a costume. Right. So he's got.
With a costume.
Yeah. And they come it's out true. With probably a half pound of candy or better. You know, and a load of fun.
And he makes it an adventure. You're right, right.
It's scary at the same time. Yep. It's fun. So get a hold of him at Ronnie Z's.
Repeat. Yeah,
Ronnie Z's allyoucaneattrickortreat.com. And do we got any other sponsors there? Did anybody else sign up this week? I think that's it, right? We got anybody else, E-Rock? Seems like I'm forgetting somebody. All right, cool, man. Right on.
Damn.
But yeah, nice. We thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We hope everybody had a whip-ass Thanksgiving. Tune in next week to hear the chaos from the fucking metalhead bashed the metal fest, right?
Ooh, the metal fest.
Metal fest 2. So we're going to be broadcasting live from there, and then we're going
to
be...
we're going to do the Into the Fire Fest.
Yeah, we'll have a special show for you
it's
guys.
It's going to be fun.
So you guys can listen into that go down. We'll have a microphone.
Come out. But just listen to it. It'll be fun. Yeah, I know you'll hear them sizzle.
Yeah, follow us on Facebook, too, because we're going to be going live that day. And you guys can check us out live. We'll probably... It might even broadcast while we're driving up there, dude. Get all crazy and shit. But
little periscope with ski mask.
We thank Three Leg Dog for calling in tonight. You guys rock. Tune in in 2
boys.
Weeks to hear the guys from Dinner in Hell podcast. I think they're coming over, man. They're going to be coming down.
Why
to the
wouldn't
studio.
They?
So you can make them some pancakes.
I know they better come hungry.
Hell yeah.
Shit.
And but you know what? Let's get into one more tonight. I really want to do this one. Let's do a Cheech and Chong's Christmas, man. Santa Claus and his old lady.
And his old lady.
And then next week, we'll let Larry pick the Christmas song. We'll do finish the night out with a Christmas song every night. I know what he's going to pick.
I know. I was going to.
But don't
you know what
away.
I'm going
to
do. But
you have to listen in next week, though, to the end of the show to hear what he picks. But we thank
we'll
you guys.
We'll see you,
though.
Rabbit.
If you listen this far, though, share the Shake Cast with your friends. Share it on Facebook.
Spread it.
Fuck,
like
put it on YouTube, man. We don't give a shit. Just spread it around.
Yep.
Share it
hey,
with everybody.
People been putting it on YouTube.
Yeah, you can too.
Thank
man.
You.
If
yeah,
you want to,
fucking,
go ahead, man. We
I never
all,
heard of it.
All the permission to share it. Share
spread
it.
Spread it a boot.
Yeah. So we'll see you guys next week from the Metalhead fucking festival, dude. We'll be there. Hopefully we'll get some cool interviews and
it's gonna be good.
Hopefully we don't melt the microphone while we're starting a fire and shit.
That's what makes it fun.
All right, but here's Cheech and Chong with Santa Claus and Those Old Lady. Everybody have a great holiday weekend, and we will see you guys next week.
Woo!
Mama, mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The vato with a bone in his, he's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet, and he's going to... No, that ain't it. Mama, mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws, he... Hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. What are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You know, Santa Claus,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, man, you think Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
Oh, no, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know that guy, man?
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah, I played with that dude, too. Man. No, yeah, he's a good singer, man.
No, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha, man.
No. Oh, man, you don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, well, I'm not from here, man. I'm from Pittsburgh, man. I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man, sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen, once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine, and she could cook and all that stuff like that, you know? Like, she made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man. Wow,
did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
What, they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know? And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
Well, typical freaks.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, man, they were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know?
Oh, they have to go get their head together, man.
Yeah, get their head together, man. And they started a commune, you know? It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And they used to sit around and groove all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Really good time, man.
Yeah, that sounds heavy.
Yeah, eat the brownies, man. They drink the tea, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know? And they had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
Pick up the welfare check and the food stamp.
Yeah. No, what they did, man, is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big chopping bag, and then they used to take the chopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world,
hey,
man.
Well, that's it, man. Yeah, that sounds real nice.
Oh, yeah, they were really nice people, man. And so much class, man. They had so much class, you know. Like even take the way they used to deliver the toys, you know. It's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man, you know. It was lowered to the ground at twice pipes, candy apple red, and button tuck. Ooh, clean.
Man, that sounds like a hip snowmobile, man.
No, it wasn't a snowmobile. It was a sled, you know. One of those big sleds, you know. And he used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers.
Some what, man?
Some reindeers, you know. He used to hook them onto the sled, and then he used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blissen, on Chewy, on Tavo, come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Man, that's far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they fly across the sky, they used to come down to places like, oh, Chicago, L.A., Nueva York, and Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs, and then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy, and he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man, and dig this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man. Now, how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway. How else, man?
No, man. How did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man? And how'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more for Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man?
Oh, God, I'm off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
That's far out, man. Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man?
Oh, man, he doesn't do that bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous, man.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit, man.
Yeah, let me tell you, it sure was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know, and they took him into another room and took off his clothes, man, and searched him and searched his bag of goodies, man. And then when he was leaving, man, he was flying through the air, somebody took a shot at his reindeer, you know?
Oh, that's a drag,
yeah,
man.
It really was, man. And then, man, he went down south, man, and they tried to cut off his hair and his beard, man. And all the time he was getting stopped and pulled over and asked for his ID, man. Just everywhere he went, he ran into too much recession, man.
No, man, you mean he ran into too much repression, man.
Repression, recession, man. It's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, man. It's a drag, man, because we could sure use a dude like that right now.
You know, oh, well, he still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah, underground, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah. Yeah, but you want to see his disguise, man. Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a job in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I seen the dude.
Yeah, man. You know who I'm talking about,
yeah,
man.
Man. Yeah, man. I played with that cat last year, man.
What?
Yeah, we played in front of a store, man. We made a lot of bread.
Oh, hey,
man.
Wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hip, man. That cat didn't know any tunes, man.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. No, he's not into that at all, man.
No, I played with this dude.
Are you sure, man? I'm
positive. All right, y'all. Thank you for listening to the Shake Cans Podcast. Y'all stay off drugs and be right on.